Well, while they were there, the time came for Mary to deliver her child. In the middle of their travel, in the middle of a census, laid in that manger because there's no room in the inn, Jesus was born. It stands out that it was in the middle of life, in the not-so-ideal birthing location. The time came for Jesus to be born. And whether it was a silent night, as the song has told us for 200 years now, or whether it was a bit more noisy and chaotic and uncertain, here's what we know. The time came for Jesus to be wrapped in bands of cloth, to enter the world in such a human, peculiar, and vulnerable way. And while there may not have been room in the inn, there was room for a variety of responses to Jesus' arrival. The shepherds were in the middle of the fields, their night watch, tending their sheep, when that unexpected angel stood before them, terrifying them, and announced the good news of God's timing and activity. "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day, in the city of David, a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord." And whether the shepherds could have expected this news to show up to them in that particular evening or not, there it is. For you and for all people, news of great joy, and then a sign for those shepherds to go and see. And then, though the birth was described quite simply, there's now this heavenly chorus, a cosmic celebration as all the angels gather to glory and praise and say, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." So the shepherds, we're told, went with haste and found the Holy Family. And once they saw them, they decided to make known what had been told to them. The shepherds responded, maybe not with that cosmic celebration of the heavenly chorus of angels, but they decided to tell about their experience, their unexpected nighttime angel visitor, Mary and Joseph, Jesus lying in the manger. And then all who heard from the shepherds were amazed. Incredible and amazing, wondrous news that is indeed news of great joy for all people. Meanwhile, we're told, Mary treasured all the words, pondering them in her heart. Mary, the one who had so intimately carried this child and just given birth, who already had her angel visitor in the middle of the night, Mary responds with a moment to hold on to all these words and mull them over in her heart. The angel chorus responded with praise abundant, news of great joy and glory to God. The shepherds move quickly, tell others, and praise God for all that they had heard and seen. The people who heard from the shepherds responded by being amazed. Mary treasures and holds all in her heart that has taken place. There's singing, prompt action, witnessing, amazement, and quiet contemplation. There may not have been room in that inn, but there is room for a variety of responses to Jesus showing up into the world, right in the middle of things, right in the middle of life. For in God's time, Jesus was born, and there have been a variety of responses ever since. And that's good. Because maybe you've been caught up in the middle of something and Christmas has snuck up on you in this year. Maybe you're here because there is nowhere else you'd rather be tonight. Or maybe you're here only because someone else expects you to be. Maybe the wonder of this night is stirring up some startling experience of the Holy One. Maybe you're ready to belt out a few more carols and join that rejoicing and heavenly choir of angels. Or maybe you can't find it in you to sing. Or maybe you've just remembered that one side dish or present that you feared you would forget. maybe you'll respond like the shepherds, and you will go with haste to tell somebody the good news of Jesus' birth. Maybe you too will be amazed. Or maybe you'll respond like Mary and treasure the words and ponder them in your heart. Maybe. But somehow, even as Woodstock continues to grieve from tragedy, and even as holiday hopes and expectations are abandoned or fulfilled, even as the world seems uncertain, even as the hours of counting down to the surprise of Christmas morning, here in the middle of all of that and so much more, in the middle of life, Jesus is born. In God's timing, we hear this story of the one who came to live like us and die for us. The one whose birth is good news, not just for us tonight, but for all people. The time has come again this year that we experience the celebration of Jesus' birth with children's choirs and chimes and bells. And however it is, each of us responds. What a relief that Jesus' birth was not and is not dependent on anyone's reception. Even away in a manger, no crib for a bed. Whether the shepherds had gone with haste or decided to take their time, whether those new parents paused for reflection or started stumbling their way through parenting, whether people would believe or realize who this child is, Jesus' birth is God's gift of love, freely and abundantly given. And while we're here tonight, in the middle of all kinds of things, in the middle of life, Jesus is born. Jesus has entered the world and into our lives with comfort and joy, promise and presence, healing and redemption. I pray that this great love of God may interrupt our lives once again tonight with good news of great joy. For unto us a child is born, the Messiah, the Lord, Jesus. Amen.